morning.
Good morning, Madame Renaud.
Good morning, Monsieur Oiseau.
Good morning, everybody. Today we are off the cuff number 60. The date is...
The 22nd of January 2016, and it's Friday.
Friday, yeah. So, Madame Renaud, I got the feeling that maybe today is one of our last of the cuff of this month, because Andrea is still not with us.
That's correct, and I will be leaving also for a short break. I will get finally to see my daughter for a little while. Okay. So we'll be taking a small break from off the cuff, and we'll look forward to our refreshed energy and new comments when we come back.
Yeah, you will come back around the 28th February, just for the birthday of the supramental manifestations.
Absolutely, wouldn't miss it for anything.
It will be the 15th one. If
I thought it was the 12th, are you sure?
No, 56 from now, it's normally the 15th one birthday. But we will...
15th anniversary of the supramental descent.
Yeah. So, but the feeling now to, of this week, say, I know nothing what's happened in the community. So just I check a little bit the following of the data management group. So you have an update about
that? Update about it? Oh, there's been a little bit of back and forth, and I think there will be a general meeting about it. We'll wait till after this whole busy time so we can have a discussion about it, because I think it's important in the context of Oroville to really think about what we want to share on an open platform so that everybody that has something to offer for the collective may do so, and also have a reasonable amount of intelligence to not put pertinent information up, and that platform needs to be created, and the discussion on public and private information in the context of Oroville needs to be discussed.
Yeah, in the context of Oroville is important because we have different approach about what does it mean private, what does it mean public, and there is also a new line, depends on the generations, about the exposition of your private life. This so all will go in this meeting, we will see what will happen with this data management group.
So that's one thing. The other thing is I look at the news and notes and I see that there's openings in all kinds of areas that have often been plagued with difficulty in Oroville, such as entry group, housing service or housing board. All of these different groups are looking for different members as well, and not many people are volunteering. I'm not sure how to comment on that. Do they not want to volunteer because they don't want to fit into a system that they can't relate to? Do they not volunteer because there's no sense of connectedness, really, with what the administration is doing and what Oroville is doing? Or are they simply not interested and only interested in whatever activities they are interested in, and these sort of things don't interest them? I don't know.
I did not know that. There is
call for housing board members, call for entry group members. You know, there's calls all over the place.
It's Lavenier, true, even me. I don't want to go.
BCC also needs new members. Anyway.
So we need to do a kind of investigations about why people doesn't want to go.
Yeah, I would like to find out what are the reasons, whether it's because they can't relate to it or because they're just I don't know. I these are public service jobs, which theoretically is the raison d'être of Oroville.
Yeah, I have some idea, but we will speak of that another day. we can start by ourselves.
Why don't you tell me your idea?
My idea is, I start with myself, why I don't want to go in this... Because I think I have another approach. I don't like too much the administrations, the rigidity of administrations, all the guidelines. It's like to play music with partitions for me, no?
Okay,
so,
but Oiseau,
for me it's not fun.
Anybody can change that from within.
Anybody know? We if you want to play without partitions, you need to have other people that they don't believe too much in the partitions, in the guidelines. No? But there is the majority is for that, like the majority is for business and this. So it's like that, it's my feeling. So that's why I'm not very interesting to go in meeting with people that they don't have too much feeling, they are stuck in guidelines and in dogmas. No, I prefer to be outside and to do a kind of counter-power that all artists have to do by making a show that to be in this involved in this kind of service that for the moment, the way we are working is not fun at all, you know. It's my experience with Portus Water also, no?
Well, tell us a bit about that, Waz.
No, I think so. It's all the problem of the BCC, of the finance. There is no
okay. So the no problem directions. Is okay. Is but all, Lance, let's go a little bit further. What will the BCC do? We agree that the BCC is not perhaps as sensitive, or is not really pointing Oroville towards a moneyless economy. But look at it from their point of view. They receive thousands of requests, and they have only a short amount of money, and they have to try and all they do is divide the pie. With a minimum amount of income that comes in. So the whole thing of generating enthusiasm, income, collective feeling, that they don't have time to deal with. So what would you suggest?
For the moment, just I want to remind you that BCC is under a subgroup of the FMC.
Okay?
And then, that's why it's a good transition. So what's happened tomorrow? We have normally a kind of residential assembly, if my news... It's correct about the mandate of the FMC.
Mm.
Correct? You have some information about that, Madame Renaud?
No, it's a long thing about... Well, the main thing that I retain from the change of mandate is that the memberships are being recycled a little bit more. That's the only major change I see. I find that the FMC sort of tries to supersede the working committee, which I think is a little bit odd. Sure, it's involved. But also there, I don't know what to say.
Today we know nothing. It's happened. It's like that.
But it does seem like whether it's FMC, working committee, BCC, housing, Oroville in general, everybody here, the people working in various fields of business or service, it seems like the general idea of trying to go for taking care of Orovillians without money doesn't seem to be in anybody's interest.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just too practical and they realize that, look, it can't be done, so this is the way to go. But the problem is if you don't try, it doesn't happen. And if you try and fail, then people also lose confidence. And so we're in kind of nowhere land.
Yeah, that's why it's difficult, for example, if you want to try to make a free service, what we call completely free, you need to integrate this idea within a global figure. And that's why, for the moment, the experience of Foot Water is half down, because from the beginning, the organizations like the BCC or even some member of the financial service or the FMC, they don't wish that. They don't want to create now free service in Oroville.
No, the mantra is self-sustaining, which means pay
sustainable,
people.
That is, we have to study that. It's horrible, because you have to see how we...
what does it mean? What does self-sustaining mean? It means a huge accounting department behind the work. You're actually doing the work, and then
it means normally you bill at the cost price, what they call, but there is all the question of salary, of development of the service, and this. So when you realize, that's why I said the best is to go back to the Unity Fund. It was all time my idea, and to give big directions for that. Do we want? Yes or no, to create this kind of society that we have a free service for all. And because we want that, we try to see how we finance this. But we will never finance if we don't give a direction. For the moment, the direction in Oroville, there is no direction. There is a kind of a free experience that everybody try to do all kind of economy. It goes from the free store, the cooperative of PTDC, and all the services that they are self-supported, half-supported. There is a problem also of the fundraising for the service. Now there is more and more building. There is a new building for electrical service, for Portus Water. We don't know where to find the money. Okay.
I thought that water service was going to go into the new service area, and I thought that the electricity was building was being built, and I thought you guys were going to maybe share.
The service area is there since 20 years, 30 years. The problem is not that. The problem is how we finance our service in terms of curing management, okay, daily life management, in terms of projections, how to develop the services. This, for me, there is a lack. I suppose it's an old problem. It's not a new issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the consequences now, it's more and more that we are in this...
So are you saying that each service has to fundraise for their own building, et cetera?
Apparently, et cetera? Yeah.
Well, that's always been like that, yeah.
this is not easy, because suddenly where to ask, because everybody asks at the same door, more or less, no? Don't forget this this idea of the, for me, what give me a kind of illustration of the situation is, you see what's happened in the youth center. Each Saturday we have the market, okay? What does it mean? It means that there is a market, they need to find a place, and for the moment the only place they find is to do it in a youth center. That normally the youth center is not there for making a market, okay? In my point of view, there is another objective and priority of the youth center, that to organize
On the other hand, they open it to the small farmers.
Okay, well,
they say
mean,
they creates,
open it. Yeah, but it means that.
They say
it means the situation
traffic.
is so apparently difficult that people need to make business to put energy in more and more in this kind of activity.
To survive. Yeah.
And we have like.
And as our institutions
have,
become more and more inflexible, like, oh, if you're not, you're producing too little, you're only making this many lemons, you can't be part of the farm group and all of that. So
you remember what's happened 15 years ago Saturday morning? Each Saturday morning, it was the opposite. It was not a market we was doing in the youth center.
It was many work.
People coming,
to
working
work.
Together to help to set up the youth center.
So this
indicates maybe the tendency, the trend, that now where we are. Mm. This is no fun for the moment. Well, I'm Redou, I think we have nothing more to say.
Well, let's see. The monsoon is over. The weather is slowly warming up here. There's a lot of different events. I would like to say that there's an enormous push from Acres for Land and Land for Unified Oroville, Oroville Unified. And I do think that the land is the basis for this project to take place. And, you know, somehow what I feel is what we're missing is a kind of... a love, actually. Love for Oroville, love for this whole thing. That's the ingredient that's missing. And I think that coming together, despite all our differences on this one thing, even in a symbolic way, whether it's 100 rupees a month towards the land fund, or whether it's for every event that we organize, a little something goes towards it, it sort of builds a kind of flame that shows... whether whatever our difficulties are, we still have this aspiration for the future. We still want to secure the land for Mother's Dream, regardless of what we're doing today. We still believe in it, and we still believe that eventually it's going to happen. Mm. So I feel that that's an important thing for people to participate in.
Correct. So I heard that the artists, they are supposed to offer some...
We've invited the artists because, you know, everybody has different ways of giving. Some people can give money, some people can give things. And for buying land, money is what's needed. So we just try and make it as flexible and as open as possible. Unfortunately, I won't be here during that event, but I just do really hope that people come forward.
Okay, so, Madame Renou, I think there is tomorrow... another event, so we change completely from the topic.
Yes.
I think it's related to what we can say, the importance or no importance of the fashion, of the...
There's many things happening tomorrow, Oiseau.
Yeah,
I think there's some sports event, there's the Road Mahalakshmi Park event, there's the fashion show. There's something else as well.
So there is so many things. So anyway, what we are sure is that all the guests, because it is the season, there is a lot of guests. Apparently, all the guest houses, they are full. So they have some proposal activity, cultural activities to go, to show, to look, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we can say this week we have so many events that we are tired. Even about all where to go. Probably we will go to the fashion show, no? Hear about that.
I don't know. It depends on what I have to record.
Yeah, it's true. So.
So, we wish you all a wonderful end of January. And that's our off the cuff.
And don't forget, we know nothing.